Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung. Welcome back to Prophecy Today. This is our second half hour. We have, of course, three half hours, a total of 90 minutes. And each week, as we take those 90 minutes from you, we give back to you information that is available from our broadcast partners. But it also helps us to understand the world as it is unfolding today and helps us to see better how Bible prophecy is coming into focus, that in time scenario found in God's Word about to be fulfilled. Let me remind you, this weekend, tomorrow, we're going to be all day at the Westport Bible Church, and boy, they're going to have a dinner on the ground Sunday afternoon. That is my kind of a church meeting. I'll have a prophecy Q&A during that time, but all the ladies of the church are going to bring the best meals that they could possibly make. We'll have a feast, a little bit of fellowship. By the way, you know how to spell fellowship, do you not? F-O-O-D. And we're going to have a lot of good fellowship tomorrow at the Westport Bible Church. That's located in Westport, New York. It's just north of Scroon Lake where we are here in Temporary Studios at Word of Life. We had a great week this last week. We studied Revelation chapters 2 and 3, the letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor. I also have a brand new DVD documentary that we produced there in those seven churches. It's entitled Let Them Hear. And this five-hour audio series will be available real soon. Keep watching our website. Just a bit more information will be there at 9:30 for the Sunday school hour at Westport Bible Church. 10:30 is the morning service, then that dinner on the grounds, and at 5:30 the evening service. If you can come and join us, Westport, New York's the location, Westport Bible Church. Well, as promised, we now go to the European Union to get a report from the man who stays on top of what's happening there. Dr. Rob Congdon, he's a man living in the European Union for a number of years, traveling in the United States right now, and we're going to talk to him about what is going on. Rob, there's a lot we could talk about. Let me start it with this, if you will. The European Union has attacked Israel because Israel has attacked Hamas, which is an Islamic terror organization. Now, I am not sure that the European Union understands what's going on. Hamas is using human shields right now. Now, that's the reason for the high number of Palestinians being killed, over 1,000 at this point in time. But what's wrong with the European Union? Should they not know all this story instead of just half of it and not telling full truths? Are they going to pay attention? Are they going to get the real story or not?
Well, you always have to remember history with Europe. Any viewpoint that they take is involving history. And the history of Europe is the minute there's a war anywhere, they are sympathetic to the people who they perceive are suffering. And between the media's reporting and their own emotions, the European Union as a whole and its leadership is going to feel sorry for the people of the Gaza area. They're naturally going to shift a bit that way, and I think that's what we're seeing. The media is finally swinging them toward that direction. It's hard for the Europeans to separate the effects of World War II when bombs were coming into their own homes and their own children were being injured. It's very hard for them to separate that. And there's also a very kind of crazy viewpoint in Europe that if there's a war, it should always be equal, the same number hurt on both sides, things like that. So you're dealing with emotions here far more than understanding of facts or looking into the facts. So I think that's a big factor with the European Union.
Yes, it has to be the psyche of those citizens of the European Union that does indeed come to play. And many of those who were alive during World War II are now the leadership of the different nations in the European Union. You mentioned just a moment ago the media. Well, that is for certain. I always listen as often as I possibly can to the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation. And here's my observation. Talk to me about this, if you will, Rob. You lived there for many years. You listened to the BBC. It seems like they are totally on the sides of Hamas. And they're not mincing any words. They're saying that Israel is the fault for this, that Hamas is suffering. They have their reporters right there at the locations where there must have been some collateral damage taking place. The BBC is only one example of the media that's covering this thing in the Gaza Strip, but they are sure a model for the rest of the media in the world, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. Again, at one time, the BBC was one of the most reliable, unbiased news presenters that you could find, and very reliable. They've changed. With the Iraq War, it started changing. They've become really a liberal voice, both in Britain, but if you notice, in the United States now, they're on the cable stations here, and they're bringing in their news the way they want. They have really shifted. The leadership has changed in the BBC, and that leadership is liberal and certainly would take a position that would support more of the Hamas than certainly Israel. So great change in the BBC. People have to realize that, and I think the BBC is hoping that most people don't know this and will listen to the BBC and continue to follow it.
Well, I do listen to the BBC because they are the largest news-gathering organization in the world. I am from the South, Rob, as you are living in the South as well, Greer, South Carolina, and we know how to eat a watermelon and spit out the seeds, so I can do that with the BBC, but it just breaks my heart when I hear them so in favor of Hamas, so not understanding the use of human shields, which will then drive up the death totals and make many, many more Palestinians who are going to be reported as having lost their life through collateral damage. And also at the same time, I've got to talk about this as it relates to some of the European Union states and their leading cities in those states. We see that the demonstrations across Europe and even, in fact, in the United States, but in particular in Europe, in the major cities, London and France and Milan and Barcelona and the other big major cities throughout Rome, Italy, in the European Union, they are having demonstrations in the street. Now, almost every one of them, almost 100%, are pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel. I'm asking this for this reason. Is this setting the stage for another Holocaust to take place? It looks like all the trimmings of what took place in World War II are in place today. Could this be setting the stage for another Holocaust focused in the European Union for the Jewish people today?
Well, you certainly see a real movement here, and I agree with you. It's moving closer to those conditions. It would suggest that they're almost always underlying underneath. Always remember on the current situation, Hamas has become a master at manipulating the media, and they're doing it well. They can get the people out when they call for them, and they can stir up those feelings or those thoughts that once were present back in the 40s, 30s, and 40s, they seemingly are stirring that up once again in Europe.
Let me ask this final question of you, Rob. July of the year 1914 was when World War I happened. It started and it continued for a number of years. It was to be the war to end all wars. I've been reading a lot about this, the 100th anniversary of the beginning of World War I. We see some of the same players in place, and in particular, the European Union, which was not at that point in time in existence. But some of the same players are the ones that are involved in these situations, Russia and the Ukraine, all the activities happening in the European Union, etc. Have you observed that yourself? Do you think that we are living in a time similar to 1914, the beginning of World War I, and it may be setting the stage for end time prophecy to be fulfilled?
Well, if you remember history, the Balkans is where it all began in World War I, and I've been saying for the last several years, watch the Balkans. They're seemingly stirring things up again, and that's what we're seeing. So, yes, we can't miss those events. The effect of World War I has carried on to this day. You still see evidence of it everywhere you go in Europe. And from my standpoint, when I look at the countries involved in mentioned in the scriptures, especially when they mention some specific countries, such as in Ezekiel, those we're talking Balkan countries and the Caucasus countries. Those are the same ones in the news today. So many of the same things seemingly are starting to sound very familiar, and I think that's why it's crucial not only to understand past history, to study World War I, what brought that about, but secondly, to realize the impact of that has laid the conditions for today, and then to look at our Bible and see where that's headed. And they all seem to be in a straight line now, so it's certainly difficult days to live in over there, but it is moving right where the scriptures would seem to indicate it would be, setting the stage prior to the rapture and then the tribulation.
That's the blessed hope that we have. That's the only positive in this world of chaos today. Dr. Rob Congdon, our broadcast partner, covering the European Union for us, helping us to focus in on really what is happening in that region of the world and how it plays into that end time scenario. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Lord bless.